Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck here, along with Shad Marquitz. We are your hosts for the weekend edition. Also your hosts throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast. If you are still having trouble accessing the daily editorials through the podcast, please just research and search for the KE Report. That should work better for all of you, as we have been receiving still a few emails of people telling us they're not getting updates on their podcast player. For this weekend show, we're going to be focusing a lot, really just broadly, on the markets. We're still in summer. This week kind of flew in the face of the last month or two of trading, where markets were rebounding. A little bit of a rollover this week, and also ending the week really on the back foot. We're kicking off the show chatting with Rick Bensignor, president of Bensignor Investment Strategies, writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors. That is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. And on the retailer, individual side, Rick writes in the No Trader, as well as a piece called 7-Eleven, where he picks no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs with the goal to beat the S&P. Rick, let's start with the S&P, because it was last month, I believe, that we were chatting, and you mentioned a target range for the S&P where you thought the rally might end, or it was a position to start lightening up. The S&P almost reached those levels. Rick, take us through your overall assessment of the S&P, its health, and the probability of it rolling back over from close to these levels.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. So in answering the question, shortly after the June bottom was made in the S&P at 36.37, we went out with a bullish call, but not similar to the bullish call that others have made, which is that this is the beginning of a whole bull market, but that the positioning of the players in the market was such that we were likely going to see a significant short squeeze, with a target up at 4270, 4294 in the S&P. And that is an area that we rejected this week. We've gotten as high as 43.25, which just missed by a hair, essentially touching the downtrend line for all time high. So this is a zone we expect to see some difficulty that the market's going to have to get above. And I've been advising clients that anything north of 4250, in general terms, even up to as high as 4500, we're going to want to lighten general exposure to the equity market, with the belief that we'll be able to buy that back several hundred S&P points lower on a pullback. And I can't tell you that I necessarily think we have to come and test the lows from June, but I think up here we're in the eighth or ninth inning of this rally, and the risk reward to buying stocks at the S&P somewhere near 4250 to me is not in favor. It's 50-50 at best. We could still see a further move up just because we're pulling back this week for the first time in over a month, as far as having a down Friday, or not a down Friday, but a down week for the S&P. It doesn't mean this is over, but we certainly stopped at a place that many weeks ago we anticipated we would stop on this rally. And I think a lot's going to come down, frankly, to how Chairman Powell phrases what he does next Friday at 10 a.m. New York time from the Jackson Hole meeting, where central bankers of the world come together, kind of in a boondoggle type of event for them. But Chair Powell will make a statement next Friday morning, and I think it will be the tone of the statement and the degree to how tough or not he is in his statement on making it clear what the Fed needs to do with rates going forward that will determine whether or not people will buy into that and say that he's kind of dovish and that they'll push stocks higher and push through the 200-day moving average, which should kick more computers into with a low volatility, high momentum environment, which we have right now to the upside of the S&P. If we push through the 200-day moving average, which as of last night's close, we were only about 1% beneath. Now, obviously, it'll be more than that with today selling off. But, you know, we're close in general terms to the 200-day moving average. You break above that, you're going to get more computer programs buying in this type of low-vol, high-momentum environment, and that will push the market higher. And I will take advantage of that rally, should it persist, in order to still lighten exposure in the market. I am wholly unconvinced that this market is heading for all-time highs the way the mega bulls are saying it will. And I think investors have missed the gist of Fed's intentions going forward. And I think that they were very willing to buy the depressed market, which is the same thing we did. But I'm looking to lock in profits, and I think, and I've told clients now for over a month, both institutional and retail clients, that you want to be using this type of significant rally to lighten general exposure in the market for the ability to potentially get a move down towards near 4,000, which, you know, off of this week's high is, I don't know, about 7.5%, 8%, something like that. So it's not huge. It's not a 20% move I'm looking for. But I almost want the market to rally enough off of the lows that it crosses that 20% threshold so that you can get every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there saying, oh, look, bull market, the same way they declared a bear market virtually on the low. And you know, we put out a target. You'll remember because, Corey, we talk every month. In early May, 6 weeks before we hit the low, I went out with a 36.17 downside 2022 target for the S&P. And, you know, the low was 36.37. That's 20 S&P points. That's 0.5%, you know, 6 weeks before it got there. We told you where the low would be, and we got within 0.5% there. And then we shortly after that turned bullish. But up here, very willing to trim and start reducing exposure to the market, not just from the recent buys that we've made, but in general to the whole portfolio. I am doing something that I have really kind of never done in my 40-plus year career, which is significantly trim my holdings in the market now. I'm also 63. I'm not a 40-year-old, so I have to think in terms also of my age and the risk and things like that. But I am using this rally to sell covered calls, to hedge my book using futures and anything that, and just sell names outright. Yesterday, you know, I trimmed a few names on the rally. If we're reaching resistance levels on individual charts, and I'm starting to see, you know, that we're hitting resistance levels on the key indexes, then with my belief that people have misinterpreted this whole rally, other than this was a great way to get people to be more bullish and shake out shorts, I'm using this strength to sell into. So I'm not in the camp that we are making new highs this year, and if we do, certainly that they would be sustained.
All right, Rick, excellent overview on your thoughts on the market. We appreciate that. Next segment, we'll move on to some other sectors. So everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Rick Bensignor. Now, Rick, first segment was all about U.S. markets. Let's take a jump around some other markets here, starting with currencies, especially the U.S. dollar, because that has been a market that seems to have benefited from this general pessimism and a bit more of a defensive trade. the dollar went through a short correction through, let's say, the second half of July and early in August, but it has come screaming back just in the last little more than a week. It reached down to about 104 and change, is back up to 108, which is very close to the high from this year and a multi-year high for that matter. Where do you think the dollar goes? Is the dollar going to continue to benefit from, again, this volatile environment and a bit more a defensive strategy for investors?
So since the spring, I've not been a big fan of the dollar, and I wasn't fighting it in the sense that we didn't go short. We just simply weren't buying. A week ago, or actually a couple of weeks ago, we went out with how important 105.06 is to stay above on a Friday closing basis in order to think that the pullback that we had from 109, which is this year's high, down to what we just got to 104 and change, could still actually hold and the dollar could rally. So I'm not a dollar bull per se. I think tactically you could probably be long the dollar because 105.06 held on Friday closes. So if you bought it, that you know is your downside risk. And it would be a Friday close beneath there. But I think with the fact that we're back above 107.31, which was a long-term resistance point, which back in July we crossed through intra-month but closed well beneath, now that, you know, if we go out, you know, another week and a half or so of trading left for the month, if we close above 107.31, I think at the end of August, I think you probably up the odds that the dollar can move higher. If I had to pick upside targets from there, you're probably talking 113.5 and 121.25, 121.5 over time. I mean, that could take, you know, significant amounts of time to get to, but those would be the bigger picture upside targets.
I know our audience wants to know what you think of the precious metals then, because higher dollar, that is usually a headwind for the precious metals, but high inflation, weakness in equity markets around the world, that can usually be good for gold as investors look to that as a safe haven. Again, it seems to be the dollar trouncing gold as the safe haven play right now. Rick, what do you think? Where does gold go from here? Understanding still in the big context, gold is mostly flat for this year, but it is well off some of its highs from earlier on in the year.
Yeah. So look, you got a double top in round numbers, you know, north of 2000, gold can't hold a rally. So we got there in the summer of, what was it, 2020, two summers ago. We got there again early this year. It spends a very short amount of time there. Then look on the flip side. 1675 in gold has six hits down to it, also since early 2020. So you're in this massive kind of almost, we'll call it, I don't know, $400, $350 to $400 trading range. And the middle, which is where we are now. So gold right now is at 1763 on COMEX, December gold, which is the active contract. And it has basically stalled against the downtrend line from this year's high. It's the middle of the range. Trading gold, the thing about gold, what we've learned in the last couple of years, is you get a few opportunities to put on the right position, which is at the extreme levels of these moves. So, you know, north of 2000, or right around, even if you want to do 1950 and above, you've had multiple times to sell gold. And anything under 1700 has been the time to buy gold, and everything else in between is chop chop and very difficult to play. Gold has been, the dollar's rally, for the bulk of this year has really put a tailwind into gold. We peaked, I think it was February this year, which when we again crossed over 2000. It's been straight down until, I don't know, a month, five, 6 weeks ago, something like that, where it again got within $5 of 1675 and turned around and went north of 1800. So here we are at 1760, and I think gold is going to be very heavily weighted by this dollar. And if the dollar does really break out to the upside, gold's in real trouble if it takes out 1675 and stays beneath it, because that has been a wall of support for a few years now, and that level even goes back further in time as being significant. So I think anybody who's long gold has to pay attention. you know, to that level. And if it breaks with any bit of significance, then you're talking about 1450 gold as the next downside target. And if the dollar's up at, 115, 120, that's where gold's going. It will not be able to deal. The inflationary pressures are not enough to offset the dollar strength. And that's the biggest hurdle for gold right now is dollar strength. Because if it wasn't the dollar strength, I think gold would be much higher. In theory, the fundamentals for gold are still decent. And if you get a pullback in stocks, but you continue with the inflationary picture, if the dollar doesn't come back down to help gold, gold is just going to have a real hard time getting anywhere.
Yeah, Rick, as you mentioned, if the dollar is stronger and if gold does break that 1675 support that's been tested about four times just in the last year, not to mention the historic precedent, that would pull things down. It is scary to hear about 1450 gold, though. That's where it went down in the pandemic crash in 2020. But let's take a look at the gold stocks. I know that they're equities and they're not necessarily as tethered to the metal as some would think. They kind of move to the beat of their own drum, but they do respond to the price in gold, Rick, and their margins have been compressed by lower gold prices and also higher input costs from labor to cement to steel to you name it with inflation. What do you think the general or what's your take on the general equities in the gold space?
You know, if you use the GDX as your, let's say, benchmark for gold equities, and that's probably the most commonly traded ETF. It's the Market Vectors Gold Miners ETF. That's trading at 25 and change right now, which is virtually right on the lows of the year. We've gotten down here a few times before. The lowest weekly close this year is at 25.41. We're currently trading 25.36. So if we close right now, it would be the lowest close of 2022. Not surprisingly, for those who are technically inclined, 25.15 is the 62% Fibonacci retracement from the COVID low to the highs that gold made in July of 2020, and where the GDX made its highs. We are back beneath kind of the swing area, which is in the upper 20s to low 30s, as which now should be pretty good resistance. So if this breaks, we kind of break beneath this $25 level. If we break here, that's not a good thing at all.
Well, Rick, I hate to cut you off here, but we're out of time for this segment. We'll do one more for our radio show listeners, so everyone stick around. We'll be right back with Rick Benzinger.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Third and final segment with Rick Bensignor. Now, Rick, we've talked about the U.S. markets. We've talked about currencies. We've talked about precious metals. Let's focus on some other commodities, starting off with the oil sector. Oil was really a standout for the start of this year as it reached 130 and then another high of around 120 in early June. But it's been selling off since that 120 and change high. This week dropped below $90 a barrel, recovered at the tail end of the week to around $91 a barrel. What's your view on this sell-off in the oil sector? Do you think it's just getting started? Do you think this is turning into a buying opportunity here, Rick?
For me, I'm looking at this as a buying opportunity. If you take a look at the COVID low in oil, which using a rolling futures contract was, I don't know, single digits, and that's when the front month contract went negative a couple of years ago. I think that what was that, April of 2020. But if you use a standard futures rolling contract for the active month, this month's low is right on the trend line from that April 2020 low. And you combine that with some downside timing indicators, which last week suggested we could get a bounce. I'm thinking of this that we could easily get back over 100. Now, you're going to have resistance in the low 90s. So we've got a 93-ish because that's where a bunch of lows were earlier this year. So I'm not crazily buying. But I do think that we could actually get a bounce here in oil and get back up towards that $100 level and squeeze the new shorts that came in over the last couple of weeks because the major trend line held. So that's the way I'm playing oil. It's still a sector that I'm overweight. I've cut back on how much overweight I was because at one point we had in the 7-Eleven report that you mentioned at the start of the show, we had a full we actually went over 200% weighting relative to benchmark. So we were heavily in oil. And then June 1st, I took 30% of our exposure off. So we're now kind of close to a double weighting relative to what oil is in the S&P. So it's still a big bet on the sector, but it's a big bet on a sector that's only 4% of the S&P. You know, we're at 8%. So I still kind of like the story longer term, and think that the long-term lows have been put in place in relative terms to the S&P. Remember, energy was the only sector in the S&P that if you go back 20 years, you actually lost money being in. And it's only the bounce that we've seen since last August, which is when we went overweight oil, is really when you've seen this, you know, get the bounce and be the best performer this year of any of the sectors, despite the recent, you know, declines that we've seen in relative performance. It's still, if I'm not mistaken, the number one performer this year in relative terms. So I like crude. I'm playing right now for a near-term bounce, and I'm not in the camp that we're going at $50 oil the way, you know, some analysts a few weeks ago came out with. So we'll see, but I kind of think oil can get a trading bounce here.
Well, Rick, just one more commodity to ask you about, and it's copper. They call it Dr. Copper because it usually signifies the health of the economy, you know, what people are investing in the infrastructure globally. Some of that's tied to, obviously, China, and China being somewhat locked down hasn't been helping. But it's generally an indicator of how the base metals in general are doing. Wonder just if you have any thoughts on Dr. Copper.
So using COMEX copper as compared to LME copper, I used to trade on COMEX, and, you know, even though I realize the world kind of looks at London pricing, I still look at COMEX pricing. So to me, when copper broke under $4 in June, the next month it completely cratered. It went from four down to almost three. The low of the move was 313. I had put out a 303 target, so we missed by 3% or less. Now it's 365-ish. I'm probably a seller near 390 on a continued bounce. It may get above four, but it's probably going to have a hard time getting through 410 at this point. So looking at it as, you know, a gauge for the economy, copper bottomed a month after the stock market did. It's bounced since, as has the stock market, and maybe, you know, if the stock market comes off, copper goes for another month beyond or something. I'm not sure. But I think given the breakdown and kind of a year-long or close to a year-long sideways pattern and then breaking beneath $4, it's probably going to have a hard time getting much back above four. So we get to the upper threes, I'm likely a seller of copper.
Rick, have you ever seen moves in copper like we saw in June and July? You take the high that copper traded in June down to the bottom, that was 20%. And then in July, it was another 16%. Copper, I don't remember seeing copper move that quickly in either direction in my lifetime. What's your takeaway when you do get those sort of outsized moves?
Well, in 2011, copper had a very significant drop. And I think it was the middle of 2011, I remember. There was like a 2 or 3 week period or something where it also lost a very substantial amount. I think it also kind of went from $4, you know, in COMEX copper, down to under three in less than a month. So it lost 25% of its value. But no, we don't see these type moves don't happen often. I'm just looking back now historically, 2008. Kind of when the world was falling apart, copper went from 330 in September, and by mid-October, it was $1.70. So it lost 50% in 6 weeks. So, you know, occasionally
this
happens.
That was when the world was crashing, though, right? We haven't totally seen that. It's a bit different.
It is. It absolutely is. But, you know, you have to remember when you're playing the commodity markets, and, you know, I grew up in the commodity markets. My first 12 years out of college were trading in the pits in New York. So I traded stock index futures. I traded gold, silver, A couple of times I walked into the copper pit, didn't like kind of the vibe of it, so I didn't continue trading there. And I actually finished my career trading in the cocoa pit. So I had seats on multiple exchanges. But when you play commodities, you have to understand where the true natural hedgers are positioned. So the Commitment of Traders report that the CFTC releases every week is an important gauge to see where are speculators, how are they positioned, and where, you know, what are the true hedgers, the people in the actual industry who are considered smart money, how are they positioned. So, for instance, just to give you an example, right now in the oil market, in WTI oil, which is the crude oil traded on NYMEX in the U.S., you've got the natural hedgers are long oil at the highest rate they've been in about 3 years right now. So their open interest is on the long side. So the funds, the speculative funds, the computers and the managers in the commodity space who are just doing their own analysis and placing bets, are very negative oil right now. Now, traditionally, the smart money are considered the people in the industry as compared to the speculators. So one of the reasons that I'm also more inclined to look to be long oil is because that's what the pros are doing as compared to computers that are just using algorithms to trade.
All right, Rick, we're out of time. Thank you so much for spending as long as you did with us, outlining such a wide range of markets for everyone listening on the radio. To hear that full interview, unedited and without the commercials, be sure to visit our website, kereport.com, and click on that weekend show posting. We still spent another, I think, 10 minutes with Rick outlining his outlook on some of the meme stocks and Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, other markets, because, look, Rick knows and Rick has levels that he is watching that I think we should all take close note of. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everyone, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are wrapping up the show with more of a focus on the energy sector. We are chatting right now with Joseph Schachter. He is the founder of the Schachter Energy Report, also writes the Eye on Energy newsletter. So those are two different newsletters. The Schachter Energy Report, more focused for the investor in terms of individual companies, and the Eye on Energy, that's actually a free newsletter that Joseph sends out, focused on the macro picture, breaking down the data in the energy sector. Now, Joseph, I wanted to feature you on this weekend show because I want to talk about your conference that's coming up October 22nd in Calgary. Conference is called Catch the Energy Conference. This is a chance to meet with a lot of Canada's energy leaders in terms of management. You have a wide range of companies attending. I attended the show back when it was last running, pre-COVID. I found it very valuable to get in front of companies that, in all fairness, go through a bit of a selection process to attend the conference. You spend time throughout the conference with actually chatting to management, and some of the presentations, they're longer format with a moderator, so you do get to ask some questions. I do also need to outline that Joseph is offering all of you, our listeners, a free 2 tickets through a draw. You need to email info@schachterenergyreport.com. I'll post all this info in the posting on our website and use the subject line KE Report Draw. Include your first and last name, and then you're entered into a free draw for a couple tickets. Again, all that information will be on our website. Joseph, please give us an update on your conference. What should people be expecting when they do attend?
Okay. What we do is, I've been on the buy side and the sell side for most of my career in market strategy at Richardson. And companies don't really focus on the individual investor. They do a lot of institutional, conferences by the banks or the oil financed, investment bankers. And my thought when I created the Schachter Energy Report in 2017, that we need the conference where companies came out and met with individual investors. And so in 18 and 19, we had about 22 companies and about 400 attendees. This year, we're
we're bringing it up because it's been gone for 2 years because of the pandemic. We're going to have 35 companies based on Canadian domestic oil companies, Canadian domestic natural gas companies, Canadian or international, you know, Canadian companies that are based here that are dealing in the international area. We are going to have Canadian or energy service companies that work in Canada, U.S., Australia. So we have a big difference, a big swing of companies. And we also are going to have the TMX is going to run an innovation and technology room, which is going to go into the, you know, things like the carbon capture, helium, all of the renewable issues. So people who are interested in the next phase of technology and energy can come. We have some very big companies like Birchcliff in the natural gas sector and Vermilion in the oil sector, and big companies like Surge in the, you know, or in the oil side. On the international side, we have, you know, natural gas companies like Alpetro and Canacol coming. And we have in the service sector things like Total Energy and Step Energy coming. So there's a big group of companies. People can go to our website and see it. And the special offer that we're providing, which is that if, you know, instead of paying $249 for the subscription, we're including two complimentary tickets to the conference in the package, which you'll have available to your network, and it will include two tickets that are worth $238, so $249, and then you have a quarter to look at the product, and if you like it, you stay. If not, you can you cancel beforehand. But we're looking at, you know, 600 attendees. There'll be company booths there presenting the companies. So not only you'll have a 45-minute session, so 30 minutes the companies will tell you who they are, what they're doing, where they're going, and what their growth is. And there'll be moderators in the room to start the Q&A. And then there'll be three major times during the day that you can go to the booths and spend time with them. So if you own the company and really want to ask them questions that have been bugging you or that's been on your mind, or you're looking at new companies and you want to get to know them better and look them, the CEOs and the senior management in the eye, ask them questions of how much do you own? Are you insiders, you know, significant investors? Those kinds of questions. We're also going to be putting in the package USB keys for all the presentations because we're going to be running a number of rooms at the same time, but you'll have access to them. And then, of course, all meals, breakfast, lunch, and snacks are included. It's a full day Saturday, October 22nd at Mount Royal University. You can go and look at our website for all of the information on it. So we're getting significant support to make this conference the best yet.
Well, Joseph, it sounds like a great way to not only go to the event with the two tickets, but also to try out the Schachter Energy Report for a quarter and, like you say, get a sense of the kind of materials you cover. So if people are interested in this conference and maybe they're on the fence with it right now, Joseph, maybe they're not sure if they want to come, you know, what would you say the advantage of going to a conference like this is over investors being able to do their own due diligence on a computer? You mentioned looking people in the eye and asking them tough questions, but what other benefits would you say people get by going to a conference like this?
Well, being in person or not, you really get to size the management up. You know, a presentation and numbers on a balance sheet are good. But even Warren Buffett wants to meet his management and find out who they are and what their focus is and ask questions. Where do you want to take the company 5 years from now? Where do you want to take the company 10 years from now? Ask questions about, you know, the issues of LNG takeaway or First Nations issues and ask them from their perspective what's going on. So you can't really do that sitting at your computer. You need to do that in person. You know, the reason we're doing this special offer of the two free tickets is they're also transferable. So if you want to bring a friend, if you want to bring, if you have relatives who are closer to Calgary or friends who are closer to Calgary, you know, you can buy the subscription, get the two tickets, and effectively, you know, then, you know, give them to people who can use them. But we would really like people to come who want to be involved in the Canadian and the international energy sector where Canadian companies are running them. And remember, Canadian companies going internationally, be it in Egypt, or UK or Netherlands like Vermilion, or going down in, you know, Colombia or Brazil, we are taken and accepted a lot better than Americans are. American companies are seen, you know, because of, you know, the politics of the US, there's a kind of love-hate relationship. Canada, you know,
what do? Send a Mountie down, you know. So we really don't have that that negative connotation that sometimes the U.S. has. And I think this way people can get to meet some very exciting Canadian companies that are working on the international front in the service sector and also in the domestic oil and gas industry in Canada. So I've always loved going to conferences, you know, when I was on the buy side of the street, and I was also at one point chairman of the Canadian Council of Financial Analysts, and we used to have conferences and have, you know, speakers on specific issues, but also companies on panels, and I always loved it, that personal interaction with the people who matter is something you don't normally get. And we're the only ones in Canada doing an oil and gas conference. There's other ones where they invite a few, you know, energy to a mining deal or a technology deal. But we're the only ones that they're doing only oil one full day.
So, Joseph, for people looking to attend the conference, even myself included, this might be tough to answer because you do have a wide range of companies attending that conference. What are some of the characteristics that we should be looking for? What are some of the questions we should be asking to these different companies that you think can set them apart in what is now a better environment for these companies? What should we be focused on? Give us some examples of questions you would ask.
Well, some of the questions that I ask all the time when I go to see the managements is, in some cases, companies are letting production decline because they want to pay down debt, or they're being pressured by Bay Street and Wall Street to increase dividends and NCIBs, normal course issuer bids. My view is companies should at least keep their production flat and then using the free funds flow to pay down debt and then pay shareholder returns. But I prefer, and my focus is on companies that are growing production and repairing the balance sheet and doing the, you know, the shareholder returns.
All right, Joseph, thank you for that update. Thanks for the insights on that conference as well. And again, just to reiterate, you can enter that free draw for two free tickets by emailing the Schachter Energy Report. That is info@schachterenergyreport.com. Be sure to put KE Report Draw in the subject line and include your first and last name. All those entries do need to be received by September 9th for those free tickets. But again, I think it's worthwhile just to sign up for Joseph's newsletter and get those two free tickets. And then you get to try out his newsletter and service for one quarter. Everybody, thank you for tuning in on this weekend show. It was a pleasure putting it together for everybody. And as always, you can keep in touch with Shad and I through email. We love hearing from each and every one of you. Joseph, thanks again for your time. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.